And I noticed was had a gravel road. Noticed something dragging in that gravel. I couldn't imagine what it was. And got up out, it went into the gin, and I went in and asked somebody what it was, and said, "Oh, that's I can't think of his name, but he was a habitual drunkard." And I'd seen him drunk a lot of times. But he wore that spindle out on that gravel.
Just kept on going.
He was drunk, and down in the team was going. I think somebody started the team out, and of course they knew the team wouldn't get in trouble, would go on home.
The wheel itself, the part that fit over the axle.
That is steel, I reckon.
Would you call it a hub or what?
Well, speaking of the nut that fastened it, it the hub, though there was a wooden, is cased in a wooden case like.
And then the spokes would come out of there.
Yeah.
And what did the spokes go up to? You say you had a steel tire. What would the spokes hook into?
Well, they spoked. They made a hub, I reckon. And then they put the spokes around that. Just like my hand here, they put it around it. And then put a my wagon making was kind of scarce, but they'd get dry weather, they'd shrivel up, or that is, they'd loosen up. And sometimes they'd have to cut the rim and shorten it, heat it, go to the blacksmith shop. And
I see. The steel part that went around went over.
Well, these hubs, spokes. They went around, and they started down here in a little place, and got bigger, wider, and then they had a rim, steel rim, to go around the top of
the outside.
It was what. What it held it together and run off.
Did the piece of wood that the spokes had run into just below the tire, did you ever hear anybody call that a fella?
A what?
A feller.
Yes.
I've heard, I don't know how, what the word is exactly. Some people
there's a fella, I don't know where it is. But there was a fella in there. They had names for
him. I was wondering if that would be the fella then, that piece of wood right below the tire.
I expect that's what it is.
And